Welcome to another episode of the Lords of Lobang. We are here today with one of our Longkang KD friends, Mr. Dan Pussy
Wong.
Wong.
Thank you for having me again, guys.
So please turn on the mic.
Yeah, your mic is not turned on.
So sorry, you are
turned on, but your mic wasn't.
Yeah. you're thinking with your small head, not your big head.
Yes, sir. As I want to do. It's my right to do, I would say.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys again.
I like how we are talking about bestiality, and now I introduce you as a Longkang KD. As a cat.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
And the conversation veered from like
cats don't
lady boys in Thailand to like fucking bestiality.
Correct.
Yeah, that's just how our brain works, lah.
Do you think there's a professor out there or some PhD student that's out there watching a gazillion like bestiality videos to write papers about this?
Probably. For research, lah. Hashtag research.
Yeah, hashtag research, you know, racial phylogeny or something like that, you know.
No, I think the thesis is gonna be why humans are fucked. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna write like the current decline of human psychology.
I think the thesis is which animals' penis have like barbs on it.
Yes,
it's peaceful.
Yes,
cats' penises.
You do research.
Longkang kitties, the cats. It hurts to get fucked by a cat.
If you guys are waiting to get your PhDs, you're writing a doctorate on something to do with pornography, you know, or you know, like in today's day and age, and you know your school has given you the green light, would you do it?
No.
Good answer, sir.
I need hands-on research, lah. So I need
possible
the time and space to experiment with each animal.
Possible.
To find which one is the most enjoyable.
Nobody say anything about animals, sir.
Yeah.
Oh. Cut you! Cut you!
He said just sex.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Right.
Sex or pornography.
My mind was still on bestiality.
Yeah.
Your mind is always on bestiality.
Yeah. I like how bestiality is spelled B-E-S-T. Yes. Yeah.
No
best sex
way.
Possible.
Is it? Let me think. Yeah, it is. Oh my god.
It is. Yeah.
Is it? Shit.
Bestiality.
Yeah. If you could have sex with one animal, which animal would it be?
Oh, that's tough.
For me, I want to have sex with an animal that actually enjoys it. So maybe a dolphin.
Dolphin, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Because they enjoy it. I mean, that's what I've been told, lah.
But you know what Vice has taught me?
What has
is that donkeys are very patient.
Ah.
Especially those donkeys from North Colombia.
Right. They've been trained. Yeah.
Yawk.
No, they learn to keep their mouth shut.
Yeah.
So oh
have God. You not seen? It's an actual documentary.
Oh no.
This is when Vice was still Vice,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a documentary about these donkeys.
Okay.
About
so in Colombia, which is like a 98% Catholic country.
Yes.
Boys don't dare have girlfriends and
that's
have
so
premarital
sad.
Sex.
That's so sad.
Right. So instead of fucking girls.
Right.
They fuck donkeys.
To keep their virginity, I guess, in some sick
twisted in
way.
Some sick twisted manner.
Okay.
They
that's
want
so sad.
They want to have the experience of having sex.
Right.
But they can't have it with women.
Oh my god, guys, I'm sorry. I'm always thinking like a fucking businessman. Let's go right now, you and I. Let's go to go and buy Tengas at Watson's. We'll get it at a supplier rate. We'll fly down to Colombia. We'll introduce them to the joys of the Tenga. What do you guys think?
In a donkey's body. if not, then they'll be like, I don't want this.
Josiah, we don't want kids fucking donkeys. Come on.
Here's the thing.
But that's the coming of age. That's a rite of passage.
That's
a
rite of passage. So
here's the thing.
The filmmaker, right? The filmmaker.
Why did like it warm?
He like lands in Bogota and he's like having a night out with like one of the local guides and his friend who lives there. And he's like, fuck, the chicks are like, everyone who's walking about is like a minimum 8 out of 10. So he's like, wait, and then why are we hearing about this like donkey sex shit?
Yeah.
And then the guide is like, you need to go up to the northern parts of Colombia for you to find out.
Okay.
And the guy that was driving them around, right, he was like, yeah, I used to fuck donkeys as a kid. I'll show you. And the fucker literally shows them. Like, he brings the donkey out.
Yeah.
And, like, brings the donkey out to an open field. And then they walk. And then they are like, the fella is, like, pants down and then starts fucking the
How
donkey.
Do you guys think it works? Like, I could actually not do it even if you paid me money to. Like, I cannot do it because how am I going to get it up at the sight of a donkey?
They were groomed to it. They were starved. You know, yeah. They can't look at a girl without thinking, it's a sin against God if I were to touch her now. Yet it's not a sin to fuck a donkey.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's why we need tengas. We need to bring tengas there.
The thing is, they like it warm. You can't put tenga in a microwave.
I was just about to suggest it.
Yeah, you can put it.
So clever.
It's gonna melt. Then it's gonna glue itself to your.
Boil it in hot water, yeah, like hot warm water.
Oh, yeah, 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 water. Yeah, it's hot water.
How you know you clean
but,
a douche?
But you know? Maybe they like the chase. Like they like chasing ass.
Ah.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about this? Okay, guys. Tenga or sex dolls. We get those like master.
They want something alive. You know, the thing is that they still want to fuck something that's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something with warmth. And a heartbeat.
Heartbeat. And then sometimes they can think of it as a challenge, you know. Is a donkey gonna kick? Is the donkey gonna kick?
Oh my god. If it kicks, oh yeah, it shatters your kneecaps. Yeah. Oh my god.
That is it.
Okay, I'll find a documentary. It sounds
It's on Vice, yeah, okay. It's fantastic.
But we're assuming the donkey is female, right?
Yeah,
it's a female donkey.
Female donkey, right, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I guess at this point it doesn't really make any much difference, like, if it's male or female. I guess if it's
that's right.
Yeah, I guess if it's female, it's slightly more. You're not gay.
Question.
We're not fucking a male donkey in the ass.
Do they use protection?
But I think once it goes cross species, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Do they use protection though?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You really can't get the donkey pregnant.
Yeah.
No, it's not about the pregnancy, bro. It's holy shit.
The donkey doesn't have AIDS.
But a donkey might have, like, you know, donkey AIDS.
Yeah, what if, like, there's a new variation?
No, you wash it down first. You remove the fleas and fucking, like, like bacteria and pests.
What if you get, like, donkey herpes or something? Or what if you give the donkey herpes and then the next guy gets it?
You take a bidet, you take a Japanese bidet and wash down the donkey's ass.
Yeah.
Before you go deep, balls deep. In there.
Interesting enough, they knew which one to go into.
Right.
Yeah, these are supposedly young boys who...
Maybe there was an adult supervising.
Correct. So that makes it worse.
No, are you serious? Is there an adult there?
I'm in that one.
Or older kid?
I wouldn't put it past bad.
Okay.
Someone charging them, you know.
Because if they were trying their best to be good Catholics...
Okay.
They would have definitely needed some guidance.
Okay.
Yeah. Imagine the...
Terrifying.
That they hate the priest so much, right? That they don't want to get raped by the priest, that they're willing to fuck a donkey instead.
Wow.
So I don't want my priest to touch me. You know, so I'm gonna fuck a donkey.
They were all like, we are clearly not bottoms, lah.
I'm a masculine man.
What if someone did a survey and actually Colombia, the place where this happened, has the lowest amount of child molestation by priests?
Because that's a great question.
The priests can touch donkeys.
Yeah.
Like,
or the priests don't want to touch the kids because the kids are dirty.
Oh. The kids are dirty because they're like very fucked donkeys. Right?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, I don't want to get this disease.
Yeah.
That was the excuse the church gave. Like, oh no, these kids are fucking donkeys because they want to stay pure. No, they're fucking donkeys because the priests don't want to touch them after they do it.
And the driver, he's happily married. No.
Okay.
And he was so happy to show them that how it it can be done with a donkey, because it like rekindled like childhood memories.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, if it's that ingrained in their culture and their psyche, I don't know. Maybe we should just give them a pass. What do you guys think? Pass? No pass?
I'll definitely give it a pass.
Yeah. Like. I mean, it's nothing to do with us,
I'll give the activity a pass and looking down at them also a pass.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
No.
Because you know, if it's tradition, then who am I to say shit?
Right, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. No. Sorry.
Why are you so close-minded?
I'm not close-minded. I just don't like the fact that, you know, I don't want it to be one day. It's, hi, I used to be Catholic. Oh, you used to fuck donkeys? No.
Unless you're from northern Cambodia.
Yeah, that's why
Cambodia.
Colombia. It's like, Colombia. You never know. If you get so far flung, it's like every other place they go, it's like, oh, you're a New Zealander and you're Catholic? Sheep. Oh, you're a Singaporean?
And you know what's the fucked up thing? Like, Colombia is one of the...
No, but New Zealanders, they don't have to be Catholic.
Yeah, that's true.
Giraffes.
By virtue of being a New Zealander, we already assume that they shag sheep.
Sheep shaggers.
Sheep shaggers.
You're saying right now.
Coconuts.
Right now, Jacinta Ardern is flying down to her farm, right?
Yeah.
With her biggest what do you call that? What is the thing that girls wear when they want to fuck things? It's like a it's not a dildo.
Strap on.
Yeah. With a mug of beer.
No, let's not kid ourselves. The sheep are fucking her. She's not fucking any sheep.
Well, yeah. No, the thing is that
she can't fit on a strap on.
Isn't that like a logo?
It will just slip off.
Yeah.
That's a logo, right? Wool feels better.
You know that phrase actually is a lot of like, it's quite profound if you look deep inside.
Right.
The sheeps are fucking her. Yeah, there's something very profound in what you just said.
Right.
If we dig deep.
She fucked the sheep
over.
Yeah,
it was the other way around. The sheeps were shouting.
She made all the sheeps take the shots, but she didn't take the shot. Yeah. Fuck it out.
Imagine a young boy, right, in North Colombia who had his first sex was with a donkey.
Yes.
And to him, that's like amazing sex. Mm. And then he grows up, he moves down to Bogota, where like women are like 8 out of 10.
Yes.
His first girlfriend is a hot model, and the first night they have sex.
Yes.
And it's not the same.
Yeah, I can't compare it to my first love. Yeah. He's like, wait, who's your first love? Oh,
Cindy.
This donkey in my family's village.
Yeah. Greta.
I think any woman hearing that, right, will just probably her confidence will just be shattered.
Isn't this quite unfair for the females though? The guys get to fuck the sheep, the donkeys, but what do they get to do?
That's why they become models and travel overseas and they fuck rich men overseas.
Wait, hold on. That means
we don't have to compare to Sofia Vergara.
That means it's praise the Lord. Like,
praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
Okay.
They have a complex.
If you are the boss, the chief, the war chief of Singapore, and you will allow one animal in Singapore to be fucked by Singaporeans, and then it will be legal and it will be upstanding, morally upstanding. Which animal will it be?
A tiger.
In Singapore.
A tiger.
Tiger is a bit hard. You must drug it first before you.
No drugs. You have to, if you want to fuck a animal, go ahead, tiger. Well,
Sean
see
is like 100% 100% risk, 0% pleasure.
Yeah.
I mean,
no sedation as well.
If you're that depraved, go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
No, he's saying, what would you?
I wouldn't. I'm just saying, if I had to make it legal, I'll just like anyone you want to go and do an animal.
Okay.
Fine, tiger, go ahead.
So okay, fine, fair enough.
The hardest challenge anyone can ever overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you reach the final boss in the game, fuck the tiger. Yeah. That's the final boss.
Wait, no. If I truly wanted, people who are with that inclination to pass away, I'd choose a hippo. Because
hippos are deadly.
Those ones you're dead.
Yeah,
that's true.
You don't even have to be.
Unless you bring a watermelon. I think they like watermelon. You feed the hippo first watermelon, and then you.
That'll probably
while they're happily eating, you walk around the back, and then you just.
No, the other hippos will kill you, I think.
Their skins are like armor and all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So I just make it difficult.
If it moves its legs and it clamps its pussy, it might squish your dick, and then that's the end of you.
Oh, that's it. You become transgender then. Free surgery, bro. You just lose your dick and balls in 5 seconds. Oh, shit.
Now just switch garments instantaneously.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Not one limb waming whatsoever. Everything we've spoken about was limb waming.
Oh, I said limb waming.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. Did. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, apologies. Okay.
No, it's okay. That's why we do it.
For me, I think let's go for the otters.
What?
Okay.
The fucking otters. You know, otters now, they're migrating all over Singapore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they are procreating at such a fast rate.
Mm.
We need to convert some of the otters to human dick.
Hey, they bite.
So that, and they bite also. So it's a bit of a challenge. Right? You got to hold them down, you know.
Mm.
Make sure they don't bite your hand. That's slippery. You have to be loving to them so that they become your pal.
No. As in they attack.
And
like I was walking to the gym, and the family otters walked out. And one of them just snapped at me while he was walking past.
Oh,
I thought they were friendly, man. The guy.
I wouldn't want to fuck with an otter family, man. There's too many of them.
Yeah. I think
maybe one of them has a jilted human lover.
Yeah,
it's like, is that you? They mistaken you for their, you know.
Apparently, they
attacked boyfriend.
One British guy in one of the reservoirs or something, right?
Right.
They scratched the shit out of his legs.
Yeah, that's why we need to bring the otter community closer to the human community.
No,
and this is the best way to do it.
Those otters were Singaporeans.
Yeah,
so they remembered the colonization. That's why they attacked the British
guy. The otters they could easily smell the Jew.
Atui. Okay, so far we've covered bestiality. Okay.
Throw the Jew down the well.
hey, with the current climate, we have to watch
so
out.
So my country can be free.
No.
Is this Borat?
Borat.
Yes, uh-huh. Borat.
Right. Just for context, this is Borat.
Great success.
Great success.
It wasn't us.
This is my sister. She's the number two prostitute in the village.
Talking about prostitutes, this ex-pimp.
Yes.
In Singapore, beats gang hitman. I don't. This is a
hitman.
Headline.
Hitman.
Hitman. Hitman. Right. It's yeah. It's a article from Mothership. Ex-pimp. Correct. 44 beats gang headman, 60 into vegetative state, for owing money and asking for girls and ill-treating godmother.
Okay.
I guess that's justice served.
That's going to be our topic for this episode. It's gangs. Secret societies in Singapore.
So before this podcast started, I inquired as to Diban as to whether secret societies still existed in Singapore, and he said a resounding yes. Mm. And I felt quite ashamed that I did not know that there were such activities going on in Singapore. I thought they all died out.
But the thing is that they have to be.
Because there's no more vice.
No.
Then how would they earn money?
There is vice, right?
Yeah,
there's
KTVs, still
vice,
right? Yeah. KTVs.
On the down low, on the way down.
Gambling dens.
Like the soccer bookies, is it?
Soccer bookies.
Yeah. Loan sharks and
drugs.
Vapes.
Every other month, you see in the news like there's a new raid like somewhere in Singapore where they seize like drugs and like fucking cash and stacks of cash. Yeah, all these are all vice related.
All vice related.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We no longer have like people selling VCDs and pirated games with a table with like a red.
It's only Viagra
tablecloth.
Ali.
Yeah.
Viagra Tonka Ali.
And for those, you need to go. You either need to go to Desker or Geylang.
Yeah, because for Desker Road, you need the Tonka Ali.
Yeah, Patin, yeah.
Patin also, you need the Tonka Ali to work.
You definitely need.
Yeah, if not, you can't stand.
You look at the ama wearing a fucking evening gown with makeup and you're like,
In the morning, she's cleaning the toilet at City Square Mall.
Yeah. Right? In the uniform, and then she.
Yeah.
After she's done with her shift, so she's there.
I'm going to Patin Road for my night shift. Night
Singaporeans work hard, man.
Afternoon shift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all working.
She need to pay CPF.
Oh my god.
Unless that's your thing, like fucking grandmas in like fucking nightgowns.
Yeah.
Then
that's what the Bangla workers settle for usually.
Because cheap, right?
That is how they get convinced, right?
Yeah.
Right. That I would rather fuck a lady boy.
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah. Because they look at the lady boy house, and then they look at the women who are at the Desker Road. Legalized brothels, right? Yeah, like this one, that one.
Something doesn't add up, right?
No, it's like it's not something doesn't add up, lah. When it comes to choice,
right?
They're like, I'd rather try that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, could it be an ego thing also? Like you know, like guys, they like to flex, right? Say, which girl you got with? What's you give a rating? So this girl I got with, I found on Tinder, 8.5, 9.5 out of 10, and then you could be like, I go to Patin Road so that you know I know that I can still get it up. No matter how ugly the person is. That's how strong I am. That's how how strong my dick is. And my mental fortitude. I can just pump blood into my penis as I'm fucking this grandma in a dress.
Not only are you fucking a grandma in a fucking evening gown.
Yeah.
The conditions in which you're fucking.
Oh, no, there's like a cockroach running. Oh my god.
Dude, like you look at those shop houses and you are like, fuck.
Everything there is meant to just bring you down.
Hey, but imagine, right, at that point, the lowest point, you can still get the erection.
Yeah.
Imagine how strong you are.
Yeah, I suppose there's something you can brag about. I suppose.
Well, I don't know whether you call it strong. I just call you depraved enough to, like, want to go.
And then
that
after
far.
you tell all your friends this, you check into IMH.
Yeah.
And be locked up forever.
Sean, was that why you went into IMH?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I went there for different reasons.
Okay.
I didn't want to beat the headman of the gang.
Hey, speaking of that, when you were reading out the title, right? When you said ex-pimp, right? I had this like brain fart and I was like, what the fudge is an ex-pimp? Is it like X-Men?
Once a pimp, always a pimp.
Yeah, once a pimp, always a pimp.
Yeah, I didn't know it was EX. I in my mind, I wrote it as X. So it's like X-Men. Like there's a pimp with special abilities.
So it's a mutant pimp?
Yeah, a mutant pimp.
It's a transgender pimp.
Oh, yes.
X-pimp.
It's an ex-pimp.
A pimp with special powers.
Demon actually sent us an article, or not is a charge sheet or what article?
Yeah,
this guy is a repeat offender.
He's a reprobate.
Yes,
a recalcitrant offender.
Yes,
I like it when you use big words. Yeah. You get me, Sammy.
Yeah,
Salman bin Abu Sama, 44. That's the guy's name. He's committed many crimes, but I think he beat police.
Many crimes.
He beat police officers up trying to escape their custody. Fuck. Yeah.
And, course, yeah.
Multiple robberies. Like multiple they used robberies. To rob Bangla workers who were like trying to
this guy motherfucker lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you know like the Bangla workers are like customers at Geylang, right?
Mm. Right.
And then they ambush them and like beat them and take whatever money they have and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robbing the poor, that's actually a new law.
Yeah, that's actually very scummy.
He's constantly finding newer laws. So this case he's trying to justify
and
it.
It's quite ironic. Right. To read his like rap sheet, right?
Mm.
Before this incident.
Right.
And then to read this article, you're like, oh shit.
This guy trying to this make guy himself what sound is he trying like to do? Yeah. Sound like a knight in shining armor protect his mommy's name.
Right.
Okay, so we should go into the story first before we go off on a tangent for sure. I'm pretty sure. We are going to talk about all the different scums in Singapore.
Mm.
Yeah. Whether it's Chinese, whether it's Malay or Indian.
Don't forget the Chindians.
Indian.
Oh.
The Chinese don't include you guys into their gangs.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God damn it.
If you're Chindian and you want to be in a gang,
yeah,
you have to go to a Hindu temple and wear the vermilion and grow a fucking either a mallet or a mohawk.
Right.
You need that.
I guess you should just form a
couple
gang
of
then.
Tribal tattoos.
Yeah.
And you need to marry a fat dark Indian chick. That is when you cement yourself.
Okay.
As a Indian gangster, then they don't consider you a Chindian anymore.
You must go quite far to do it. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not sure if it's
yeah, it's quite far. It's quite if, you got, if you can't go all the way, you can't get it.
Okay, so what happens here? Mm. Mothership starts the story by saying that this guy gets called up by the gang head honcho.
Okay.
Right? This 60-year-old man who has just been released from prison.
Okay.
I think this happened in 2020, if I'm not wrong. Staying in Marine Parade.
Okay.
Okay. So this Mr. Salman Sama goes over, sees that he's staying, the victim is staying in his stepsister's house.
Okay.
Mm.
And he's abusing her.
Mm-hmm.
Shouting at her, and she is shouting back at him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to stay here if you're dealing with drugs or you're taking drugs or whatever. And he proceeds to slap her.
Oh dear. Okay.
Oh, backhand or front hand?
I think front hand.
Front hand.
So 60-year-old man. La.
Okay. La.
So
not too bad.
He witnesses, Mr. Salman Sama witnesses all of this.
Okay.
And he takes pity on this older lady.
Right.
And he's like, hey, brother, don't fight la.
Okay.
And then the sister is like, you get out of my house.
Okay.
You get out right now.
Yeah. Because she sees him as a criminal also, la, I guess.
No. Not Mr. Salman.
The old man, the victim.
Her stepbrother.
Right.
The victim, right?
Yeah.
The gang leader. The gang leader, yeah.
Okay.
So the gang leader, you know, says, oh, fuck you. You puki, sundal, all everything.
I learned a sundal.
Yeah. And then he walks out.
Okay.
And he decides to stay at various budget hotels.
Okay.
Because he has nowhere else to go.
Right.
Okay.
So he goes out. Mr. Salman takes it as an opportunity to get close to the stepsister.
Oh, the stepsister. Right. Okay.
Of the gang leader.
Okay.
And he forms a really good relationship with her.
Sees her as a mom.
As a mom and starts calling her mommy. Spelled M-A-M-I.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, because usually Malays they drop out after P4.
Lim Wei Ming.
Lim Wei Ning.
Or how they learn spelling is by looking at, you know, the mommy packets. You know the monster with the then you monster. Add the powder.
Yeah,
that's how they learn.
Any word more longer than six letters
because
is too long.
Because usually their moms leave them at the mama shop and then they run away. So
yeah.
Well, he was unhappy because the stepsister allowed this Salman to stay with her.
Yeah, so gang leader over here, old gang leader is fucking fed up. Mm. He's like, I got chased away by my stepsister. Now this fella is staying in the house. What the fuck?
Oh, he moved in.
He moved in.
Oh, yes, sus.
Right? So, old gang leader is fed up.
Right. Get enough.
He's like, I'm a gang leader. This guy is a low-level pimp. What the fuck is going on? And he's living all alone.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck. He decides to call up this guy. He's like, hey, you fucker.
Give me prostitute.
Bring me some chicks, la.
Okay.
Bring me some minas or whatever. Anything that moves, bring it over.
Can I also just say how sad it is? This is the moral... Well, not reach the end of the story, but we can see that the moral of the story is crime do not pay. You're the head of a gang. You went to prison. After you come out, no one cares about
exactly.
you.
Exactly. No, actually, at this point where the article says that he was calling this guy up and asking for him to like bring old chicks, right?
Yeah.
I was like, is he really a gang leader? Or is he like an old timer?
Right. If he's a gang leader, he would have contacts of chicks, really.
Exactly.
Dude, if he's a gang leader, he should be like, people should be kissing his ring and like,
yeah,
he should have money.
I mean, they called him a hitman, lah. I don't know what that means.
Hitman, but he's also if he's also Malay,
right?
Mm-hmm. Then it is quite obvious that they don't know how to manage their finances.
Mm. Or it's right. from the lower side of the Salakau, lah.
No, that's what they said. You see, they did not mention who this hitman is Salakau. Working for. No, the Mr. Salman is from Salakau.
The other one is a Marine Parade guy.
Marine Parade guy. So they did not specify. Opposite number,
maybe okay. 963.
No, maybe like
Kalasa.
Airport or whatever la, or what? Omega.
or maybe he used to be a tyrant and no one likes him or no one respects him back
maybe,
then.
Maybe.
Well, now no one wants to help him. Because not only did he request for prostitutes, also sex enhancement pills.
Yeah.
Right.
He asked for Tonga Ali.
Mm.
Okay.
And also to pay for his hotel rooms.
Yes.
He's asking for a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Right.
So, Mr. Salman gets pissed off. He's like, number one, you were abusing my mommy. Number two, you're asking me for chicks. Mm. Three, you owe me money because I gave you chicks before this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You did not pay me. You did not pay the chicks. I'm pissed off.
Okay.
So, in his drunken stupor, he calls him up and says, you... Anak Sundal, you chibai.
Sundal.
You owe me money, bro.
What's Sundal?
Sundal is whore.
Oh.
Oh okay.
Yeah. So, you're like, he's like, fuck lah, you want to collect money for me? Try ya. And this guy's like, fuck you, I will come find you, all this kind of shit.
Right.
And then Mr. Salman decides to go and have drinks.
Okay.
At Block 9, North Bridge Road.
Okay.
Near Kampong Glam, which is near Beach Road lah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a degenerate area. So he has drinks with few other men at a corridor. There are loads of rental properties there.
Okay.
Right. So he has drinks there, and then he tells them about this guy. He's like, "Wow, this
guy calls all of them, trying to reach him."
And he's like, the head honcho is like calling all of them. I asked the fellow for a girl, still never send. Where's the fella? He don't answer. He blocked me. So he's calling all these other people. Like, oh, where's this fella? He's running away from me and all this kind of shit. So Mr. Salman is like, fuck you. You think what? I'm scared of you. Unblocks him and calls him.
Mm.
And says, I'm here at Block 9, North Bridge Road. You come down lah. You come down. I'm going to fucking temba you. And then that man comes down.
Which is dumb.
Alone.
Right. I think he didn't know that he was with friends, right?
Yeah, he didn't know.
Yeah.
Still.
He got ambushed.
Oh, shit.
He got punched and knocked out, I think, with one blow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He fell, hit his head, and he was unconscious. They jumped him and they bashed him up. At one point, one of them kicked him straight at the throat, which made him, like, gag and, like, give him, like, some kind of, like, fucking reflex. And they continued bashing him. Then they decided, let's just make it look like he got drunk.
Right.
So they took Shiva's Regal bottle, emptied the alcohol, the whiskey on him.
Yeah.
Poured a little bit, I think, into his mouth or something, and then smashed the bottle beside him to say that he got drunk and then he fell. And he fell maybe on the glass or whatever. Someone found him at 9:30 a.m. in the morning.
Correct.
And that person thought that he's drunk.
Right.
So I think the most they did was just call ambulance or some shit like that. And then when they found him, brought him to hospital, they were like, wow, this fella.
Right.
Fighting for his life.
Fighting for his life.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Ever since he has been in a vegetative state.
Mm.
Right. So he's not even not regained conscious.
He can't speak anymore.
Oh,
he
cannot speak anymore. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So he can't communicate. He's now in a hospice.
Severe bit brain damage. The gang people, right? They're also quite smart. They took video of the assault, as some people like to do. They like to record their crimes, as some odd way of
all
thinking.
All these fellas were potential Rhodes scholars, actually.
What scholars? Sorry,
Rhodes scholars. Rhodes scholars. Lee Kuan Yew scholarship, maybe President scholars, SAF scholarship.
This blows my mind.
It was because of racism that you know they could not follow through.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lim Wei Ming.
Is it though? Is it a Lim Wei Ming moment though?
Yes. No, definitely
okay,
not.
Sure,
with
sure.
them filming with what the actions they took, no, they were
like,
laughing.
I
at
like his approach. I like his question. Because it was not a Lim Wei Ming moment. It was sarcasm.
You implying that because of their okay, never mind. No, you
no,
know
no,
what?
These people are scum.
Yeah.
Right.
These people were not going to do anything with their lives.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
They were laughing at him.
The 60-year-old, including the 60-year-old man, right?
Yeah.
The snoring, they have been habitual
criminals, right?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think the reason why they take video is they learn from the CIA, right, to always document your assassinations. But they realize that they are not working for any intelligence agency.
They
couldn't even spell intelligence.
Thankfully, they didn't kill the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
that would have been different.
Close
murder
to
charge,
it.
Right?
Close to it. They might as well. If he's in a vegetative state, it's as bad. It's worse that the guy is alive but suffering. I mean,
the guy is no saint. Let's put it that way.
He's not, but still, the treatment of the whole thing, the way they treated the whole stuff, laughing, you know, they were laughing at the fact the guy was snoring, so they were like taking it like, he's still okay.
Right.
Like, he's still okay.
Right.
But that's how they describe it. So as they were beating him, the fellow was not to them. They heard him snoring, so they're thinking like, "Wow!"
But he's probably not being able to breathe. That's why he's making weird sounds.
Most likely, his windpipe got ruptured.
Yep.
And the first
punch already knocked him out, so it already probably rattled his brain.
Right.
So this was his entire body like just reacting, They were just continuously doing it. One of the worst part, right, is that they have the cheek to think that they were defending someone's honor. You know, the mummy.
Yeah, that is pure bullshit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that part probably only came out, right, as the article was reporting it, like, that may seem like their main motive, but it looks to me like it was just the money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was probably unhappy that this guy owed him money and was, like, requesting stuff. The mummy part just seems to come in as a very...
Like a defense.
Yes, like a very... I beat him because he was disrespecting someone I respected. Fuck you. Especially afterwards, when you see his rap sheet. This guy's just prone to violence.
Yes.
This is how he... And I'm not... Once again, the 60-year-old guy is not a saint. He probably poked the wrong person. This guy doesn't... It's just... I don't think he has his emotions or everything in check. He's just like, if he would have been the guy who called his son down to come and cut.
Right.
For that, listen to our Breaking Wind.
Yeah.
On our patreon.com/lotsolobang.
Yes.
Please subscribe.
Yeah.
Oh, the moral of this story is always pay for your whores. There's no free lunch.
Hmm.
You fuck a whore, you got to pay her and the pimp.
You could be a hitman, you could be a low man.
Or karma's going to bite you in the ass.
It's just business, man. It's just business.
Yeah, it's just business.
Be ethical in your dealings, right?
Exactly.
Don't slap your stepsister. Don't slap her. Unless
you're fucking your own donkey. If you're going to rent the donkey from your neighbor, pay the neighbor.
Yeah.
And then fuck the donkey.
Yeah.
And then feed the donkey after you're done. Feed him. What about the donkey? Grass?
Mash?
And if you've got step siblings who are involved in secret societies, just poison them.
Mm.
and don't spell mommy as
M-A-M-I.
Yeah.
M-A-M-I. Mommy.
Yeah.
It's a cardinal sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I mean, doubt this guy put much thought into it, lah. Yeah, but the covering up, it was kind of...
I'm also thinking, like, if you're really good friends with somebody and you guys are drinking, having a good time, like, right now, if you three are... And then Sean, right, just fucking gets mad at this 60-year-old man, this frail motherfucker, knocks him out, right, starts kicking him. Will you be like, hey, stop, or you join in the fun?
I think I will question our friendship if we are having beers at a corridor of a HDB flat. I think that's something that we're like, guys, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Either we sit at the void deck or we go to a kopitiam. Yeah. Not in the corridor.
Okay, how about this? Let's make it
No void deck.
Let's say Sean is you know,
void deck, we have to wear green.
What? Yeah, that's true. But plausible outcome.
Yeah,
like,
so let's say you have an office there and you're just waiting to get in the office, waiting for another friend to come and open the office for you. So you guys, hey, let's just start drinks now at the staircase. Yeah, so you guys are at the staircase. So that's plausible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I decide
and
like
then decide to just wail on this
to like prune society la, of like the elderly just like
of tattooed 60
year
old
just
man.
Like you know society God doesn't need any more old people. And then just like you know like you know once again in the breaking way we speak of voices in the head.
Correct.
And how it like always tells me old women staircase push.
Correct.
Yeah. Push. Because you got to ask yourself what's your objective, right? If you want to get money from him, at least make it look like an accident. Fall down the stairs, you trip and fall, and then you steal money off. It's like if it happens to have cash or something. So that at least you don't get charged for assault and battery.
I agree. I mean, not in a cruel sense.
I think it was not about money.
It was about vengeance.
It was about vengeance, right.
If it's about vengeance, then make it look like a suicide.
Because the court asked, like, one of the questions they asked as mitigating, like, to include it into the one of the mitigating factors. Did you compensate the guy in any way?
Right.
No. Zero.
Yeah.
Because this guy is now in a hospice, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be on like fucking like palliative care, right? Till the end of his life, most likely.
Right.
And he's done.
Dude, like you can always make it look like an accident, what?
They tried.
No, maybe like
they tried to make it look like he was drunk.
Maybe have like get some rope or if you have a skipping rope, tie it to the ceiling, you know. Put on his pants, make it look like he wanted to get freaky, and then he just died.
You got to remind yourself, they spell mommy M-A-M-I.
Yeah, they were not thinking that far.
They will not be able
not to. Not
to
mention they already they kicked him.
Everything in life is rudimentary for them.
Yeah.
Earn money, spend money.
Earn money, spend on horse. Yeah, for some reason, they made it look like he slipped, I mean, he got drunk, and then fell on a lot of people's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... To his face.
He got drunk and fell on a couple of fists.
Yeah.
Fist and
how did that work?
No, but I like how his defense worked for him. They were yeah, if you are going to punish him, right, you're going to sentence him. Just sentence him to imprisonment. Then the fucking prosecution and
the prosecution
judge
said, oh, the defense said that.
The defense, yeah, they just wanted imprisonment for him.
Oh, they don't want him to die. They don't want him to hang, right?
No, no, it's not a
capital
punishment kind of crime, right?
Technically, the guy's not dead yet.
So the prosecution immediately with his fucking rap sheet, they were like, he's got a history of criminal violent behavior and everything. We recommend preventative detention for him. And then his defense lawyers were like, no, this can't be it. You know, he was trying to defend the honor, like what Sean brought up earlier on, like such lame excuses. And the judge was like, I think preventative detention is needed in this case. 12 years, 20 strokes of the cane. Fantastic.
Ouch. They got a hurt though.
Yeah. So preventative detention is different from imprisonment.
Okay.
Imprisonment, right, there's a chance that they think that you can reintegrate into society quicker. Maybe even before your full term.
I see.
Right? So they imprisonment. Okay. So they might put you into like different programs, right?
Right, right.
They might like try to get you a job and like have a pre-release, like go out for interviews and then come back to the prison, but then you got the ankle tag.
Correct.
So you have like a curfew and you need to come back and all this kind of shit. That's usually closer towards your release date.
Right.
Preventive detention is mandatory sentencing. Minimum 7 years. Maximum 20.
Wow.
So, till the end of it, right, you can't come out.
Wow.
So, now he's 12 years, right? 12 years, 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. There's no like early release or good behavior or whatever.
Yeah, no, no. Because he's got a history, right?
Yeah.
So, keeping him in prison, right, is going to be beneficial for the greater society.
That's for certain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for certain.
And hopefully, when they administer the caning, they should do it in such a way that he won't be able to walk normally after this.
Right.
Because this guy doesn't seem like someone who will change his ways.
Correct, correct.
He should not procreate also, la. Let's put it
I
that
think
way.
Most likely, but you see, now he's 44, right? Correct. By the time he comes out, he's going to be 56.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he also becomes like this 60-year-old.
Correct, correct. Like old and infirm.
That karma comes around and fucks him around.
Mm.
Time is a flat circle.
It'd be funny if he actually got drunk and fell.
No, I think some young fellow who is going to do this shit.
No,
to
as
him.
In, like, yeah. Yeah, one is that one, but you may imagine he just gets out so happy, right? He gets drunk and then he fell.
Because the young fella is going to smell mommy, M-A-M-E.
No, he
and then he's like, how can you use I?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, his his English is more powerful, so he's going to spell M-A-M-M-I.
Mm.
Double M lah. Make it longer, make the word longer.
They taught me in school. Mommy got double M.
correct.
Oh dear.
That's right, sir. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Walk this way into Changi Prison, please.
Oh dear.
Imagine processing him. How do you spell money?
Oh, can I just like confess something to you guys? Like, this weird shame and shame at the pleasure that I get in deriding criminals.
Oh.
Do you guys feel it? Because I feel a little bit of it. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
But I feel a bit guilty for doing that. I can't put my finger on why.
Because at the core of it, there's still people.
Perhaps.
And then also you're like thinking, what if I was in their situation? What if I... beat up a guy and try to cover it up by making him look like he
no sir, I'll just call the police.
What if I call people I admire, right? Mommy, M-A-M-I.
So I wouldn't,
know?
How dare you? I would never ever do that. How dare you, sir? What an insinuation.
It's like, you know,
Mr. Wong here is educated.
So it's quite hard to, you know, but that's why that's...
Yeah, Mr. Wong, he used the word recalcitrant.
He could smell mommy before he went into a kindergarten.
Yeah, but that's why, like...
He went into a nursery.
It affects, like, what if there were, like, different curves in life, you know? Like, what if I took a different turn? What if instead of going to school...
Right.
I took beer, so, like, no, I... no, I decided to go...
You were roaming the mean streets of Yishun.
Yeah.
You watch Mean Streets and then you're like... Inspiration. Yeah.
What if,
I want to be like that.
What if instead of reading, I chose...
Violence.
I chose to like thieving, or I just chose something different. Or what if I, you know... This one's probably a limbo meaning. What if I was just born into a certain family? I can't really say.
No, but that is not
remembering.
That is the crux of the story, right?
Yeah.
It all comes from upbringing, from the environment.
Right. Do we blame the environment, or you know?
Oh, of course, blame the environment.
Even if it's not the environment, right? It's lack of supervision, lack of guidance.
Mm.
It all starts in the family, right?
Like one of the stories I've shared with you guys, what?
Mm.
Right? Fucking like brought up in a good family, but then you get arrested for drug trafficking.
Mm.
Like, if you think about it, right, that is nuts.
Mm.
Right? But then people get into all this kind of shit.
Which story is this?
Naveen?
Oh, right. Yeah.
The parents are well-to-do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Your older brother is, like, also, like, studied, like, has a degree and everything. You are on your way to getting a degree in accounting of all things.
Mm.
And then you fuck up. And you get arrested with 4 kilos of
4
marijuana.
Kilos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is that a capital punishment?
Yes.
4 kilos. Oh, no. Yeah.
I think 1 kilo is the max, right?
500 grams.
Oh, 500 grams. For 500 marijuana.
Grams.
Yes. Half a kilo and you see the gallows.
My goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. The next time
the kid is 25.
Oh. Yeah. Is he still on the...
He got arrested when he was 23.
Right.
Oh, so he's still facing...
He has not been charged yet.
Not charged yet.
Yeah.
They like to drag it out, don't they?
Yeah, because it's a tricky situation, right? They don't want to catch all these kind of like the low-level people. They want to know where you get the supply from, who are the fucking the sharks that are involved. Not these like Xiao Gina and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a case of kid going wayward when he hang out with the wrong crowd of friends.
Yes.
Either in secondary school, you know, usually in secondary school, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, when you start hanging around.
It starts there.
Void decks, drinking beer.
Choices, the people you hang out with. Yeah. I mean, how can you, like, if you grew up with everybody around you referring to one another like mommy, 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 spelling it as one,
yeah,
how are you gonna know otherwise? How do you know how to spell it otherwise?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, I know we shouldn't be like caught up on how people spell stuff, but sometimes it's important how you spell certain things.
It's an indicator, like a yardstick.
It's like an indicator.
It's like the pregnancy test kit that tells you. Never mind.
But what? Nothing, what? Nothing. No, you have to finish it. You brought it out. No,
I was just using an analogy of a yardstick. No. I picked a poor analogy to solve.
Why? A pregnancy kit is a good one. It's
really?
Yeah, it's okay. Very effective one.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Do you prefer a pregnancy test kit, or do you prefer someone sending you a letter with a scan of a fetus and say, "This is yours.
This was yours.
This was yours."
Oh my god! Okay.
It's now down the toilet.
You gotta get the grammar right.
Oh my goodness!
Well, that's because it was sent by a lawyer, so.
But that's what she claimed, though. At that time,
she claimed. You actually, you never know, huh? It might not have been hers, actually.
Josiah, are you telling me a real story? True. Is this like a real story from your history?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Back somebody in the day.
It has been a story that he has shared multiple times. Yeah, but the name's redacted, la.
Right.
But just a quick one. I was seeing this girl for like a couple of months. This is many years ago, la.
Correct.
We were freaky. We were freaky a couple of times, and she's like, "Yeah, you can shoot it in me. I'm fine."
Okay.
And I did, and then shortly after that, we broke up. We had some stupid argument.
Okay.
And then a couple of weeks later, she sent me a letter. With one of it is an ultrasound scan,
yeah,
and then she circled the feet and said, "This was yours, the fetus." And then she has a letter in it, la. She's like, "You know, I want nothing from you. I just want to, like, this is the last time you hear from me. I've sorted everything. Don't worry about it. Please don't contact me again."
Then why did she contact you?
Exactly.
No, just I think she just need to get it off her chest and out of her body.
Closure.
Okay. No, to form some kind of closure, la.
That was an attack. That was mental warfare.
Mental warfare.
She wanted to see if you were going to crawl back to her.
Right.
Crawl.
But you were like, "Yep, good. If it's in the bin, it's all good." Then she was like, "Fuck. This guy is as psychotic as me.
This guy is pro-choice."
He went back to play Counter-Strike.
This guy is pro-choice.
Yeah. But if I remember it correctly, right?
Right.
The timeline matches up, lah.
Okay.
To when you know, I.
How do you feel? How do you feel
at that time?
Yeah.
Half relief, half surprise, half shocked, half confused.
That's a lot of halves.
Yeah, a lot of and also a bit pissed off, lah, because my mom opened the letter when he came in, because I wasn't home at that time, so the letter was open and she taped it up again, so we had a very awkward chat the next day.
With my parents.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds okay. Yeah. To me, that sounds to be even more.
So that's a bit annoying, I guess.
Mm. Right. Yeah. And your mom was mad at you, I would think.
I think over the years, the bar of being a good son has dropped so low.
Right.
That now that as long as not in prison.
Okay.
I think they're like, I think he's doing well.
Okay. When you left the church, I think.
After I left the church and after all this shit, it's my kid's all right.
A good way to get out of it was just to shout April Fool. And then it's like, but it's July. I was like, oh, so, I've been holding it.
For next year, for the year after.
Yeah. You were supposed to open it on 1st of April, but you waited so long.
Yeah.
It's like, this doesn't look like your handwriting.
But did the letter had, was there your name anywhere in the letter?
Yeah.
What do you assume that she sent multiple letters out to multiple people?
No. Like,
holy crap!
No, if it like,
that's sick.
Like if she just like said you,
right?
Oh, then it could be like a wrong.
Yeah, then you could easily like play it off saying that my name is not there.
Okay,
but the address.
Yeah,
it's to the address.
Yeah.
Of the house. So it's like
No, this my good friend sent it to me.
Yeah,
so that I can pass it to Sean.
Yeah.
Or pass it to Deben.
Like, yeah. You could have used our name.
My friend wanted advice on how to go.
I shouldn't say Sean. I use my
name. No, or maybe this was written by Sean. Yeah.
Okay. If
then the next time we come,
one day you discover that Sean
you stop there
is dating her, right, and they are really into each other. Really into each other.
Uh huh.
Like they like each other a lot.
Right.
Would you tell Sean
to wear a condom?
No. Keep it closer to you.
Would you tell Sean, like, this horror story?
Oh.
and destroy their relationship or nah.
Oh, so you're assuming that Sean do not know about this lah?
No, he doesn't know about this. I mean, because
you never.
Oh no, we have known
friends.
This.
Oh, you know this person. Oh,
we have been talking about this
story since it happened.
Okay.
Yeah. We were involved.
We were involved. Yeah. Sean was involved.
Yeah, well, I'm not in the procreation, but
like, okay, then maybe another friend or me or whatever or John. Whatever,
right. Right. Yeah. So my, my first advice is that
he wouldn't say anything.
Suffer.
John, did you hear that?
Suffer.
My first advice is that she's very flexible, but don't let it fool you. Don't come inside.
Okay.
I think that's the best advice you can give. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't come inside.
Don't come.
Don't come
inside. Yeah. Come. Even when the girl says, "I think I'm good."
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Correct.
No. The answer is
and then what happens? What happens, right? When this friend of yours, he's like, "Yeah, you know, it's okay. I'm gonna pull out," and then she uses her legs because you said she's flexible, right?
Right.
Like, like in a vice-like grip.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you find that over.
Start peeing.
Over the years, she's been thinking about pole dancing. Her, grip can break your neck if she's so
desired. And she whispers to you, "Don't pull out."
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like a reticulated python, you know, like an anaconda.
There is a name for this, right? Because if male does it, right, it's called stealthing.
Yes, correct.
Right.
Yep.
But I don't think there's a term for it when the woman does it.
We need to come up with one. Then it's our public civic duty to come up.
Robbery.
With.
Forced pregnancy. Forced pregnancy.
No, it has to be one word.
Oh, one word.
Robbery. Something like robs you of your freedom. Robs you of your thing, and then just gives you things you don't want.
Entrapment.
Yeah, entrapment.
Nah,
yeah. That's no, we gotta give it a much more catchier name.
Anaconda.
Psych. Oh yeah, no, I don't know what.
No.
Wait, what? It's called stealthing when a guy does
correct,
it.
Correct.
How about dumping your cum into a receptacle?
No, it's the other way. She's the one that's capturing you in a vice-like grip.
Right.
Yeah, and then holding your penis hostage.
What thing captures things? Like kidnapping, like
Venus flytrap. No, yeah. it's too many words.
It could be a flytrapping.
Flytrapping.
Trapping is one.
Trapping
is one. But it needs to be catchier. Like stealthing is quite cool. You know, like, look, this guy's been stealthing. I don't even know how he does the stealthing. Also, I'm wearing a condom, then pulls it out, pull it off, and go back in.
Yeah, that's the whole idea of stealthing. You secretly like.
So in the act of a vice grip, like ninja-like vice grip, pulling you in, cornering you. What's that like?
Salute.
Extraction? Yeah. No, that's just too technical.
Do you have any like close calls then in your past?
I very quite gaman.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You want to hear something about me?
Sure.
That I have never said.
Ooh, exclusive.
Oh, exclusive. All right.
I've never not used a condom in my life.
Wow.
Never used. So you've always used.
Always
All right.
100%.
Even while doing it yourself.
Of course, I mean, I can't have. I do not want to have.
No, I mean, as in doing it yourself.
Are you? What?
Yes. Like
when while jerking off.
While jerking off.
You put a condom.
No, you
see, that was an entrapment right there.
Sir, I believe in utility. I believe in pragmatism and function.
Yeah.
So yeah, because if you catch them, it's not murder. Yeah,
and then I do
it's like, you know, if you catch it, it's like, they're still there. And you can maybe store them in a jar or something, mason jar.
Sean, have you tasted your own cum?
No. I've not kept it. I don't have that much inside. Yeah.
Do you guys believe him?
I believe in free willy.
No, I believe Sean. Sean is very vanilla.
When you come, when you come, you go.
Okay.
You know?
Not even like a little... Just out of curiosity.
Not even accidentally.
He respects the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Okay. So be it.
And I don't believe it. I'm not a cannibal.
A cannibal?
Yeah. Like
you don't eat your own babies.
What I expel, I don't take back in.
Yeah.
What I expel, I don't take back in. I don't mind if somebody else takes in, though. But yeah.
If that person is a female.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has their kings, lah. I don't know what happens to mine once it leaves my body.
I see.
Yeah. If someone, you know...
But the mouth around your dick, you want it to be a female. Okay, just be clear.
The other way around, I don't think
If you could be fooled by a good-looking lady boy.
That's true. And my history...
Then you might consider your life... After the deed is done.
No, my history has actually been quite bad. I'm actually quite bad at identifying them.
Live your life with this motto. If you can't tell the difference, who gives a fuck?
Follow Yannis Pappas.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
If you can be fooled, just be fooled.
Yeah. That exact words.
And if you want to get it off your chest, tell your dear friends and they will give you consolation.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, but...
I don't get it off my chest. Josie, I wipe it off my chest.
Josie asked for pictures first.
Yeah,
hey, pictures. Show me.
Yeah, pictures. Pictures first. You know, pictures. I need to be fooled as well.
You know, it's like when in areas like that, right, maybe I shouldn't drink.
Josie wants to see the pictures.
The proper ones.
Yes.
Like Josie wants to see the pictures because he wants to be on your side.
Yeah.
It's like, bring me to your side. Show me some evidence.
There's a thing. Like, the problem is, right, the ones that I have, like, mistaken for, they're not fantastically, you know, like, oh, hey, I can be fooled. Most of them are like, no, that's a dude.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. You've caught... I think so.
You're willing to believe that they are...
Okay. Sorry. You're talking about those that you have interacted with in real life. Okay.
A lot of people are like, hey, that's a dude. Like the ones on Instagram, the one, I can be forgiven, got filters, but the ones in real life, like, I've been quite bad.
Okay.
Like, minimal effort. Minimal effort. So I am in actually danger. I am the first one in this podcast is probably going to be revealing, like, so I go to Thailand.
But is it
like,
because you have had a couple of drinks, or quite a number of drinks, and then your judgment is impaired?
No, I think I'm just inclined to, like, maybe I don't.
But
I don't,
you have never tried it when you were sober.
Yeah, that's true.
You have never walked into, like, a place like a KTV and, like, completely sober and, like, start picking up. Picking out someone.
Yeah, that's true.
To join your room.
No, what? But in KTVs, usually are sober at the start.
And then when that particular day, you guys weren't.
Oh yeah, that's true. And I already had a goal when I went in.
It was big tits.
Big tits.
Then,
yes, sir.
So hypothetical question.
Yes, sir.
For you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Under what circumstances, will you fuck a girl without a condom?
When I get a vasectomy.
Oh,
oh.
Yeah.
What if?
Oh, okay. So you don't want kids?
Not really.
You're like me.
What if?
We don't want kids.
She says, I'm on the pill?
No.
Will you still take the chance?
No chance.
That's a good question.
What? You take that chance?
You should.
What?
If I'm horny enough, maybe.
If you're horny enough.
Yeah.
Oh. What if she says, don't worry, I just finished my period. I'm on the pill. We are in a void deck. No one's here. Fuck me right now. Someone may be filming it and putting it on Telegram, but don't worry.
I wouldn't date somebody who would say that. That's gross.
Like, but she's like, it's exciting, man. It's outdoors.
I don't know, man. I must like really love and trust this person. I'm not gonna like fucking whip up my dick and in the downstairs of Yishun Block 23 and
what Yishun?
No, okay, not downstairs. Maybe like you know those
Yishun, right? When
stairways,
you do that, right? You won't be alone. Like you're not the only one with a dick out.
Maybe in a stairwell.
Oh.
I don't. That's not really my kink. Yeah, I need to have like aircon, and there has to be like a bath nearby, like a shower.
So like a community center.
There has to be rose petals on the bed.
That'd be good. Yeah, I think.
Community center.
What? Oh my god. Yeah. Well, I just got the opposite of a heart on when you say that. Like my penis like inverted to become a
shriveled
JJ.
Yeah.
Community centers are like the. But I think there's more like
the least erotic.
Yeah. Like a church is more erotic than
For me, the closeness to a toilet is quite important lah. Because sometimes after you have sex, you feel like taking a shit.
I'm sorry, what?
your body is like very loose and goosey.
Or peeing.
Okay. Or peeing. Okay.
Which is
peeing,
a good thing.
Yeah. Which is a good
peeing
thing.
Peeing straight after sex is a good thing.
You clear your track, right?
Yeah.
Urinary track. Yeah. So being close to the toilets also, it's a must lah for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're in the outdoors, you can just go outdoors. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like the guy at MBS.
That one not really outdoors. That one indoors, right? You guys said indoors.
Outdoors, indoors, maybe. But same preference.
The only thing you need to do is to clench your fists together.
And go for a full squat.
Lock them into a vice.
Then go for a full squat.
Yeah.
Full squat?
Yeah.
I mean, I you look at that, and then you know that area got ice cream also, right? Quite high, Mr. Softy coming out. Whoa, shit. Yeah, actually, whoa, shit. And then you'll never look at chocolate softies again.
I wish I could have seen his face. Like, what was his face like? Was it like expressionless?
Calm. I think it was calm.
It was calm.
It was calmness personified.
Beautiful.
His eyes are closed because it brought him back to his childhood. Yeah. When he would just walk on a random street and just take a dump anywhere else. You know?
He's like, this reminds me of home. I've never had so much fiber in my life. Food in Singapore is great.
Yeah.
So fibrous.
Can I also say that today is a very sad day? Oh, not today, like, when I saw the news that this Telegram channel has been taken down by the cops.
You were one of them.
I was disappointed because I was just about to sign up.
Oh, okay.
And get videos.
May I know how much is the sign up fee?
I think it's like maybe $5 to $10, I think.
Whoa, bless you.
Why would they make money from? Okay, I feel, again, as a Chinese businessman, that the price point is too low.
It's not too low because they had what? How many thousand people?
6,000 plus people.
Economies of scale. I see. So sorry, how many thousand?
6,000 plus, I think.
And if they were to charge like $25,
right? Maybe they were. That? Yeah. Okay, I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
This big money though.
Okay.
Big money.
Yeah, that's significant.
$60K for starting a Telegram channel that shows voyeuristic videos.
Not only voyeuristic.
Oh, there's more.
Like straight up porn.
Somehow I feel like porn is not as bad as voyeuristic stuff. Maybe because it's the consent thing. I think the moment there is consent, right?
Yeah.
How did you deduce that there was consent from the person?
Oh my god. Oh no. So you're saying the sex is also no consent?
No. The sexual act might have been consensual.
Or by the filming.
The filming might have been consensual. But the sharing of that.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So basically it's all bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
For me, I always get the girl to give a thumbs up while she looks into the camera and she mouths the words, "You can share this."
What was the local influencer? Belly Jelly Belly or Belly Belly Jelly?
Yes,
the one who got leaked, right? Sex tape got leaked, yeah. By the ex-boyfriend, I believe so.
That guy was, we have covered him on the podcast ages
ago. What kind of person is he?
A scumbag, lah.
He was banging good-looking chicks,
right?
But he was also banging a Filipino guy.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Rice Media did an article on it. We covered that the Rice Media article, what? Where they literally were like talking about how this guy's a whore, and like how he cheated all of them. Like
I don't remember him banging a guy.
Yeah, he was banging a guy as well because the guy was like his like sugar daddy.
On the down low.
Okay.
On the down low.
I see.
For money.
And then like they even like uploaded a picture of him in like uniform.
Yes. Mm.
And the uniform is like, fuck. What? This fella is a commando officer.
Well, that's just his cosplay, right?
No clue. Hmm? No clue. Because like SAF didn't say anything about it.
Likes him to dress.
Sean, you know what?
What?
I love you because you are me.
Why?
On the Longkang Kitties, I am you. And in this podcast, in the Lots of Lobang, you are me.
Yeah, see. Well, that's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why it's here.
It's a combination of powers.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, please continue. Yeah. Please continue, right.
So that guy was banging everything.
Yeah.
And somehow, all of the videos got released.
Somehow. You'll claim like, oh, it got leaked.
Like he's still like out and about right now, you know, in his
probably
most probably
his best life.
Most probably,
flourishing because in his own unbothered.
But no girl is going to trust him really, lah.
He can always go for the guys.
That's also true. Guys are more risk takers.
For sure.
Yeah. I see. Like, I want to fix him.
Yeah. and that's why we dominate. You know, the top 10% of like all high paying jobs across all industries.
Right.
Because we take risks.
Right. Yeah. Or he could go for guys who are transitioning.
Oh, maybe that.
New challenge.
Maybe that as well.
Yeah. Mentally, they're women. Physically, they're men. How do I do this?
But if he was willing to sell himself for cash, right?
Mm.
Then he would do anything, right?
True.
Okay, so just to double confirm, this guy is like somewhat good looking, is it?
Very good looking.
Very good looking. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know his name?
I think the articles are still out there. So his name is out there. Because all the girls' names are out there. What?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What? Christabel, what the. All the names are out there.
He should shave his pubes, lah. The one is too bushy. I don't like it, you know.
Hey, you're very judgy, eh?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Is it?
Good, you know, it takes effort to constantly.
That's why I have a Meridian shaver right up there.
Oh, what?
Where is
now
it?
It goes into adverts.
Sponsored by Meridian.
Yeah. You're doing adverts for companies that don't sponsor.
Josiah, as one of the recipients of the good looking men privilege, like, what do you think about this guy? Like being able to get Usi because he's good looking.
Oh, you mean what I think about his looks granting him?
Yeah.
Well, it's either like his... I think that it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. I think the girls that he's getting are naive to and not figure out that he's actually like a predator. You know, and they trust him taking videos of them.
But he charmed them with their looks.
And then trust it that it's just going to be safe on his like laptop or fucking phone and he's not going to do anything about it. You know?
Oh, that's true.
They're too naive. They're too innocent.
Mm. So if you're a girl and a guy takes out his phone, you should smack it out of his hand.
No. First thing I ask is, hey, is there any monetary exchange, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
face
true.
Out there. You got to pay me, right?
Business.
Yeah, business. Money talks. Hmm?
So you would quote and then purchasing order.
And firstly, I'm groomed. You better shave your fucking groin area.
Can you stop being so judgy? Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't start the bushfire here. You know,
on the video, if he was a girl on the video, he'd be like, "I'm not a gardener. I don't need this." Just like
bring the shears to like.
It's not
trim,
it's easy to trim maintain all the time. Okay. Haircuts are very expensive already. Can you don't be so judgy?
Get a Meridian shaver and shave it.
If I feel
can do it in 15 minutes or less.
Yeah. But with Josie it works a little bit differently.
Okay.
He doesn't whip out his phone.
Okay.
He uses the girl's phone.
Oh.
Mm.
And he will convince her that it's gonna be on your phone, you are gonna be in charge of everything.
Yeah.
But then he doesn't get the video.
He will gaslight her into sending the video to him.
No, I would say just send it to the Telegram group chat so that we have access there.
You skip all the
all the layers.
And if she's uploading it, she's at fault.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the victim here.
She's the person who's transmitting that video.
Yeah, I'm the victim here.
Oh, I did not give her permission to put my penis on the internet.
Yeah. Then now I can sue.
If it comes back to him by any way, he's going to say that you've got to prove that it's me.
Yeah,
I'm not the person who took the video.
Wait, but
she's a whore.
Yeah,
she's the person who's working for this Telegram chat group.
Right.
Yeah.
How can you believe a criminal?
I'm being blackmailed. That is not my penis.
Well, I guess I shouldn't check myself on the camera that often then.
Yeah.
Josiah, I hope that when that happens, right, you grow out your pubes so you can say, that's not my penis. But I've got so much hair around there.
Yeah, I'm sheared.
No. He has to film it while the pubes are there.
Right.
And then he has to shave them off.
Okay, okay.
So when the cops come, he just shows them, look, I'm no hair.
Yeah.
I'm pehor.
This can't be me. Yeah, pehor. Oh, you know the word. Fantastic, sir.
Yeah. So it can't be me.
I'll be like, yeah, that can't be me because the video is too long.
Yeah.
My videos are usually 30 seconds. This is 25 minutes.
You should not say that. You say that. I can't last that long.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Whether
yeah,
you can or cannot.
Yeah.
Right.
Just immediately I can't last that long.
It's like you usually can't see it. Yeah. It's like, it's hidden, well hidden.
Sean just added that in.
Yeah.
Extra spice. he took a swipe at you.
It's okay. My ass was big enough to take it. It can slip right in.
No, that was a knock on the head. Right. While you were celebrating this way, he's from the back. It's like,
But Sean is our lovable friend. Don't be mad at him.
Yeah.
Sean is a nice guy.
You can't do it. I'm the one that takes the videos.
Oh.
Yeah, and don't share them.
Right.
I'm the guy.
You're the one who hides in the bushes.
I'm the guy that keeps the secret. Yeah. I'm the one that, you know, like, I wouldn't start a Telegram chat to do this. I keep it private.
Just for your own enjoyment.
No, the ones that you can set the timer on.
It will delete itself,
see,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I don't
know,
it'll be so stupid. Like, 9,000 of them got caught, you know.
Mm.
Like, you know who is the one that ratted them out? One of them inside.
Oh,
and
okay.
You know who usually grows up to become like the primary six kid that ratted out the...
Right.
Oh, wait. So you mean punitive action happened to the other people who are in the channel?
I think
it's because
they all shared.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like...
So how would the police, for instance, follow up?
Actually, I'm not sure. That's
you can track them down. La.
Track them down. And
from the username or that. Hey, but actually, Telegram, you don't need a phone number, right?
You do. To set it up. But you can hide the number and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
So but if they really want to, they can.
Actually, they should just start. They should do it on Discord. Because Discord, you don't need a number. You just need an ID.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, then you can just... If anything, you just delete your Discord. La.
It could be that Discord is too new gen for like all the old pervs out there. It could be.
Yeah. Oh, that's also true.
I think this happened twice already. Like, SG Nasi Lemak was one of them. What?
Mm.
You know, it's all happened before.
Or you just start an OnlyFans page and then just upload all this shit there.
Yeah, lor.
Right. Can charge more money as well. for premium content.
KumaParty.com.
What is it?
KumaParty. COOMER.
Ah, Kumar Party. Yeah, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that a thing or you just created it?
No, it's a website where people upload OnlyFans contents.
Ah.
So it's categorized by the OnlyFans
so
like
this
ID.
These heroes, they go sign up and they pay for stuff and then
yes,
they
and then they upload. Yeah.
It's piracy, basically.
It is. It's piracy. It is.
Yeah. Dan, I like how you know all this shit.
It's piracy.
Like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
He's Kuna, well informed. Yeah. Like Demon said,
I've been around on different places of the internet. Yes. The places right. in shadow and the places in light.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
If he managed to find the video of a guy flicking off his cock.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true.
He can find anything.
That's also true.
Yeah. Yes.
But the bestiality one, I've not seen. The bestiality one, I've
that
not
one
seen.
Was on Twitter.
So
it Twitter. Was a trap, lah. It was a trap. Like that account, right? Like yeah. they have like multiple like posts, and then the only thing they post, right? The guy like puts a picture, and then he's like, "Oh, fuck! I don't know why I watched that horse video." And then like everyone like then I click the thread.
Right.
It's a click.
Then everyone is just asking like what video. Then it's like, "Oh fuck! Right. I shouldn't have watched it."
Right.
And then you really need to scroll really far down, and then there's a hero who posts the actual video, and then you watch it and you're like, fuck, now I need to jerk off.
Finally I can come. I've been holding my dick in my hand for so long waiting for that horse video.
I'm running out of moisturizer. Yeah, but it's fucked up. The video is fucked up.
Yeah.
It, like, I really prepared myself. It's like, okay, someone's gonna get fucked by a horse.
Correct.
But the way the guy, like, the way things led up to that thing, right?
It's the anticipation, right?
No, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And then when the horse mounted him, right, I was like, okay, like, fuck. I ran out. I was like, shit.
So you didn't cross the point where you cannot, like, for me, there's a point.
You had to go get tissues.
Once you cross that point, right, you have to keep on watching it to the very end. Like, I can't explain this. Do you know what I mean? It's like a, it's like the event horizon of. Of weird videos.
The point of climax, like, once you hit that point, you have to climax, really. You know, there's no
you
turning
mean the
back.
Point of no return, like that, la.
It's like, oh well, I just get the tissues.
But
then.
you close out of it before
for legal purposes. I did not view the video. I closed it immediately. Once there was something illegal happening, I closed it immediately.
Disclaimer.
Lim Wei Ming.
No, not Lim Wei Ming. True story. It's not a character piece.
Oh wait. But why would this be an issue? I mean, viewing pornographic content, is that against the law in Singapore?
Yeah.
To view?
Yeah.
Really? To view?
Yeah.
Then every man is guilty.
Yeah, but every man doesn't go out there saying that I'm viewing pornographic content.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I guess.
Now we are doing it on audio.
That's true. That's
with
true.
The power of editing, I shall leave this part in.
Yeah.
And remove your part where you say I did not view pornographic content.
Splice it together.
Flip it.
Oh my god, that's what friends are for, right? Oh
yeah, you can splice it together.
Alright, should we call this?
Before we call it, can I just
Oh, your plugs.
Oh yes, please.
And whatever the
and oh, sorry.
Oh, you guys were expecting a hypothetical. Yeah, I didn't really think of a hypothetical.
Oh no.
Oh, it sounded like you have one.
Yeah.
Oh no, I was very curious whether you can tell your audience why you have got four giant suitcases on top of your
escape.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, are you prepared to run? Like, what's going on right
those
now?
Those are body parts.
Those are not body parts. I just want to be very clear. There are no human bodies in
there. Absolutely no human bodies
absolutely
in this room.
Absolutely no human bodies.
Okay.
Animal.
No animal organic. Parts? No, no life form who may or may not still be alive.
No. It's mutton for Diwali.
Yeah, it's quick escape. So, you know, you have your escape luggages, right?
Yes.
He has one for each
yeah,
of
I
us.
I suspect. Yeah. But before we condemn him, right, to the court of public opinion, you are allowed to defend yourself, sir.
Right. I'm a prepper. This is what I have to say. You know, I believe that one day the world will come to shit and I have to defend myself.
Okay. So, where is the weapon that you are prepping?
Each bag has different weapons.
Nice. Yeah, color coded as well.
You know, if I need a bat,
okay,
that's a bat. There's a bag of a bat. If I need a sharp object, another bag of a sharp object.
Okay, so basically, you're telling me that you've got weapons in those.
To defend myself.
To defend yourself
and defend my family.
Correct, from potential zombies.
Or just like an uprising, you know.
Right. Most likely Scientologists. Right. Yeah.
Defend from Scientologists. Yeah.
Scientology
as well.
Has no power in Singapore.
Or Jehovah's Witness from like coming and harassing my house.
So we think. So we think. You know, so we think. I think it's the red one that has the weapons against Scientologists, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he keeps medication.
Right. Would a prepper do, like weapons, medicine, canned food.
Oh, no, it's just it scared them away. They have a thing about taking medication, right? Like
the Scientologists. Right. Okay.
They don't believe in medication.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You just throw Panadol at them. They're like, fuck.
they disintegrate. They catch on fire.
No.
Okay. One last quick one before we end the podcast.
Yeah.
So if I were to open, if let's say the apocalypse has happened and somehow you became the zombie, I ran to your house because I'm like, fuck man, Josiah has got a stash.
Yeah.
I open those things. Will I find like green items, purple items, or golden items?
You might find human body parts in there.
You just said they were
no.
Hey, voila, hey, screw you, man. I really believe you in their weapons. I would depend.
I'm pretty sure that one has dildos.
Dildos like white color one.
White color one.
Yeah, which means
big
it's
ones.
Like trash.
You know, it's for distraction. Just throw it at the hornier looking zombie.
You might find fetuses of all kinds and realize that actually I was the one who cleared the fetus. Not a doctor.
You're into stem cell research. You're collecting them for stem cell purposes.
Yeah.
Harvesting.
That's true. Yeah. Selling it to Thailand for black magic.
I could run with that.
Good market though.
I could run with that.
How do we finance this whole thing?
With fetuses sold to Thailand. Fantastic.
You think our patron has that much money?
Fantastic. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure and blast being with you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be the person that I can never be on the Longkang Kiddies.
Well,
which is like Sean but censored.
Thank you so much for coming down, man. You're always welcome to drop
by. Thank you, sir.
And where can they catch you?
If you guys
the censored version of the Lobang Boys.
After subscribing to the Lots of Lobang Patreon and after listening to their regular episodes, you may want to consider coming down to Longkang Kitties to listen to our podcast while waiting for a new episode of Lots of Lobang to come out.
Yes.
All right.
No.
Yeah, all right. So. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Allahu Akbar. Ciao.